Love is an action word. It is the essence of why we do what we do. We love so many things, but all too often we forget to love one very important thing, ourselves. It's time to celebrate the incredible human that you were made to be. Welcome to the Self-Love Series. This is episode 3, Boundaries. The difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. Warren Buffett. When was the last time you said no? Not as in, no, I can't because I got a blah 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 blah. Just no as in no. I think for women in particular, this is incredibly difficult. We are born with this innate sense of helping and caring for others, which is incredible, like go women. But where I think we get this wrong so often is in helping and caring for ourselves. This is why the self-love, self-care movement has been so monumental. And I'm not just talking about women, I'm talking about all people. This is a human thing. It's so easy to feel guilty for prioritizing yourself. I actually went back and forth for so long thinking about this series because I wanted to make sure I was promoting the right amount of balancing love for self and love for others. But let me say this, I am a firm believer that self-love is not selfish. It actually enables us to love others better. Matthew 22:37-39 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." We can only love other people as much as we love ourselves. But what tends to happen is that we get unbalanced trying to love both ourselves and other people. And we just do too much. We either don't prioritize ourselves or we don't prioritize other people. And to some extent, I feel like finding the balance between those two things is one of the greatest victories of life. Balance comes from setting boundaries. Boundaries to protect our energy and to refuel and re-energize our souls. One way that I have found super successful in setting boundaries is to prioritize alone time. I have no problem leaving somewhere early or not going to a social event because I need to rest or take a hot bubble bath. That time for me is so meaningful, fruitful, and just regenerative. I know that if I do too much, I'll end up stressed out in a ball of crazy, like crying on the floor. Like it's just not good. And I have found that if I am able to prioritize alone time, I'm able to better balance my life. We have to set boundaries to protect ourselves. People will ask and ask and ask until you finally say no. You have to prioritize the people and the situations that make you happy, that fill you up, and that are truly worth your time. Time is such a precious gift. I think Steve Jobs summed it up best. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. What a great man. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. You know how to set boundaries in your life. I mean, you can feel it. One way that I am practicing this right now is by monitoring my peace levels. If I feel peace, I continue to do whatever I'm doing. If I don't, then I stop. I recalculate and I adjust. I have found that moving quickly and initiating action is the best way for me to learn and move on. If I feel like I'm resisting something, instead of turning away, I lean in and I embrace it. And that's just one strategy. There are so many others out there, but I have found that if you embrace the discomfort, it will alleviate faster. That's what easy life is about. Doing hard things now so that we can live easy later. I'm a big fan of mindfulness, and right now I'm going through this Headspace app series on acceptance. And I love the guidance I have received. One of the things the teacher says is to notice what you are resisting. What are you rejecting, putting off, or ignoring? The simple act of labeling it and noticing it will help you better identify the areas of your life that need some attention, that need some boundaries. Your self-love challenge this week is to notice the moments when you feel resistance, when you feel that you are unhappy or are wishing that you had said no or wishing that you had said yes. Write it down and think about how you can reduce those situations. The same works for things that bring you joy and peace. I've talked about this before, but I love the concept that I read from Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. He talks about looking at 20% of things in your life that are causing 80% of your unhappiness, and then trying to focus on reducing that. When you practice creating space and boundaries in your life, you will see progress and improvement. And honestly, what do you have to lose? Setting boundaries is a huge indication of self-respect and self-love. Love on yourself so that you can truly love and connect better with other people. I am so proud of you. I love you, and you are capable of amazing things. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week for an awesome interview with inner kindness coach and host of the Girl Kind podcast, Stephanie Dawn Elizabeth. Woohoo! I am so excited about it. Also, check out my Instagram for daily inspirations and celebrations of our work in progress lives over at heezy.life. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.